America. Weekend.
This is Smith Sabatino. Roland Smith here. Carl Sabatino standing right next to me. We have an interesting guest, Carl, on our segment this time. His name, and I want to get the pronunciation from him, but I have it down as Ro Prakash. Is that correct, Mr. Prakash?
Yes. Hi, and thanks for having me on the show. My full name is Rohit, but I go by Ro.
Got it. Well, I go by Roland, so it works really well. What's interesting about Mr. Prakash is that he has been one of the founders of an organization called Town Squared. Town Squared is the online network where verified neighborhood business owners and staff share advice and resources. Town Squared's online communities are basically small and private, comprised exclusively of businesses that operate near one another. But Mr. Prakash, let me have you explain all of that. What was the genesis of forming this Town Squared organization?
Absolutely. Well, my co-founder and I, his name is Nipul Patel, both come from local business families. And that's really where genesis of Town Squared came from. We lived the problems of small business owners as we grew up. And then we went on our respective careers, but as we grew, kind of went through the path that we were originally intended, decided that we really want to do something good for this community. And when I talk about this community, we're talking about the impassioned entrepreneurs, the risk takers that open small local businesses throughout the country. And the one thing that we realized when we started going around and trying to understand what were the biggest problems for small local businesses, they were mainly operational and things that people around them had already solved. So we tried experiments in the very beginning. We were thinking, what would happen if we brought people together in different ways, whether it be cross promotions or something else? And we actually tried this experiment where we would line up a wine shop and a cheese shop, bring them together, and see if they would cross promote for each other. We set up an email chain between both of them. And what happened was they started talking about all the other issues that they were facing. How do you get a permit? How do you find the best accountant? What are you paying your managers? And right there, we recognized that there was this big gap for local businesses, the entrepreneurs, and those people who work within those businesses to really help each other. And it really resonated with our backgrounds because we knew our parents had faced the same problems, and we were looking for those answers. You need a trusted group of peers to help you answer them. And so that was really the genesis of Town Squared. Once we realized that, we needed to build a platform that was both safe and reliable for them to talk to their real business neighbors.
Well, I read in some of the information that your publicist sent us is that 50% of small businesses close each year. I found that an extraordinary number.
Yeah, no, I think the actual percentage is something like 1 in 2 small businesses will close within 5 years, but 20% will close within the first year of opening. And again, you open a small business because you're really good at some service, trade, or craft. You want to provide that to your local community or to the greater consumer population. You're not always the best at human resources or accounting or social media or any number of things that you have to do to run a small business. And what the community does is it allows you to take those questions to the people that have already faced them and get those answers as quickly as possible.
So basically the businesses around the corner or next door or across the street are sharing information that would be or might be helpful to your business, because basically business is business, not necessarily do you have to sell the same product.
That's correct. I mean, what's good operationally for a business is going to be good no matter what the type of business on average, right? And I think what's cool, and I noticed, Roland, that you were you are from Hudson Valley.
That's correct.
When we first started this, we got a call from a guy out in Beacon and in Kingston, New York.
Uh-huh.
And as I started to learn the history of your community, because IBM had left that area, it sounded like the small local businesses back in the 90s were having a lot of hardship, because how do you continue on with this big void of people supporting the local community? And when we started talking to him, all the people there, and you probably can attest to this, all the local businesses needed a support structure, right? And it's hard to leave your business in the middle of the day when you're serving your customers or doing any number of the many things that you have to do to keep your business alive, and get that advice from the people around you. So that's correct. When you join Town Squared, we use geo-fencing to put you in a community. It's in Kingston, or if you're in New York, a Lower East Side, or whatever your neighborhood might be. And you get verified, so we make sure that every single person is actually a person that works at the business. And then you're put into this forum where you can talk to the owners and managers around you.
Mr. Pragash, this is Carl Sabatino.
Hi, Carl.
Coming from a family of small business owners,
right.
Does your service provide, as they say, a commonality of information across the peer-to-peer network?
So the way that we structure the communication is through topics and a feed, right? So much like Facebook or a new app called Nextdoor, what happens is that when you get in there, you can post and you can tag things like crime and safety, marketing, accounting, legal, and people get notifications for those kinds of conversations. And you can search through all those, the history of the community if you're a new member, and start learning what was working and what wasn't in that community specifically.
Does Times
Square help?
My question was though,
yes.
and I got that from on the peer to peer network. But
does
Times Squared itself, as the provider of the service, provide information as an information net outside the peer to peer network?
Yeah, currently we're not doing that as much. Although that we do publish a lot of best practices that we see on our blog.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really rely on is the actual members within it, right? I mean, Town Squared, what we're simply doing is we're not the people who provide the information. We're simply the tool that lets people connect to each other so they can provide one another information. Of course, in the future, as we start to get more and more information percolating to the networks, one of the goals is to be able to build almost like a playbook. You're a coffee shop. Here's the best practices if you're a coffee shop. But at the core of Town Squared is really a tool for local businesses and the people who work within those to be able to connect with their peers and get the answers from them.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about Town Squared, I know you have a website, and I'm going to say it, then you can also say it again before we finish our conversation today.
Sure.
But it's www.townsqd.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. And let me relate to you guys a story just to kind of talk about, you know, where I think this tool really becomes almost a necessity for every small local business. You know, when we first started this, we started in San Francisco, and because these networks are private and we respect the kind of security of every network, I won't give away the details of the shop, but the 50th user, the 50th business member who joined told me, oh, I love this, you know, this is great, and we weren't going to activate those networks until you get to a certain threshold. I told her, you can't post right now. Really excited about you being able to use this, and we'll launch the network tomorrow. Great. As soon as I left that shop, she went ahead and posted with it, unbeknownst to me. And next morning, I opened up the feed, and right there was this shop owner who said, listen, I've been in the community for 18 years. My rents are going up. Does anybody have an opportunity for a shop share? That day itself, from the community that we had just built, which was 50 people and has obviously grown in that local community, 15 people responded to her, giving her options, giving her something that she could rely on. It's these kinds of things that those are outliers, you know, finding accountants and looking for local services and people have even caught criminals on the platform. Those are the things that happen day over day, but that one instance told me that, you know, local businesses have the opportunity to empower each other to do better business, right?
Now,
and that's what we hope Town Square can do.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's on its way doing that. Is this like an application that somebody downloads, or is this an algorithm that you supply to the various businesses so that they can connect with other local businesses?
Right. Currently, it's a website which you can access via your desktop and your mobile phone.
Okay.
It's both optimized. We actually are releasing an iOS application. To be announced, but right around the corner. So all you do is you go to the site, www.townsqd.com. You identify your business, and we find different ways of verifying you. We'll call your business, the number we have on file, You can be verified by a peer. You can be verified via email to make sure that we create a safe and trusted place for people to talk to each other.
All right. Rohit Prakash, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with Town Squared.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate you.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. I'm waiting for you to offer a comment.
Yeah,
I thought that was very interesting.
Very, very interesting. I'd like to see in about a year how he does.
Yeah.
I'll
put him on my tickler list.
Yeah,
and we'll do that.
We've been asked by some of our listeners to do these follow-ups. How did they do? I'd like to see how this works. I like it. I like it very much. I like it very much. Well, let us continue on, because I like you, Roland.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Carl Savatino and Roland Smith and Kevin behind the glass waving at me saying, we're out of here.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When it comes to child rearing, you need all the responsible do's and don'ts you can get. Here are some very important ones to remember and the developmental science of it. First, do remember that your child is on your side. They are not out to get you. At most, they just want a little more free time. Next, don't give in to a child's tantrum. No child ever died from holding his breath or from screaming themselves silly. Next, do reward your child's attempts to maturely handle a problem. And finally, never use a technique to correct your child that you don't want thrown back in your face in public. If you yell at your child in your home, you'll see your child scream at you in public. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids do what they see their parents do, and you know what? They respond as they're taught. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harris with you. Who would have ever thought that states would be battling it out over wind versus solar energy? As northern states continue to implement wind energy at a breakneck speed, southern states are neck and neck in the race for energy survival. Both solar cells and solar thermal power plants, which convert sunlight into electricity, cover Nevada's Nellis Air Force Base. Gas giant PG&E has two green solar plants in the work, able to make the same electricity as a polluting coal fire plant. A similar solar plant in France can reach 5,000 degrees, and with 10 solar thermal plants under construction or in development, a prototype is being built in India to be used as a solar funeral crematorium, generating temperatures from 1,200 degrees, which then saves 600 pounds in firewood currently needed per person per cremation.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.